This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven and a half of the hour. Thank you, Kara. This is the DJV show. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington doing a fine job. Victoria Keelan, as usual, doing a fine job. Jennifer Horn doing a fine job. Let's find out what's trending around the country, Jen.
All right, well, three big stories from all different walks of life. First, politically, and I guess maybe we could even call this national security, there is this caravan of about 1,500 migrants. Yeah. This is these images are unbelievable. There's huge groups of people that are walking from the southern point of Mexico, and we can assume towards our southern border here in this country. This is a group comprised mostly of Honduran refugees, but it was put together by this group in San Diego called Countries Without Borders, who encouraged these Hondurans to meet in Mexico. Mexico didn't require a passport for them to get into Mexico. They just let them go. And they've been walking and walking and walking and picking up speed and steam. It started out as 500 Honduran migrants walking through the country of Mexico. Now it seems that they're up to about 1,500. So you can imagine that there are probably some Mexican residents in there as well, since this caravan is growing. They're in Oaxaca, Mexico right now, and they're 400 miles into their journey. It's pretty incredible. And if they make it to the southern border because of our kind of weak immigration laws, if they can say that they have had a dangerous situation that they're escaping from, we have to let them in and try to get them on the calendar for a court date. But this is something that's caught the president's attention. Certainly he's been tweeting about this crazily, saying that Mexico needs to disband these people. And Mexico, to their part, says that they might attempt to do a little disbanding.
So they know the law, in other words.
Yeah. This is an organized group from a group here in this country that's helping these people walk through.
Did they go down there and gather them up and organize it to bring them back?
It's a group called Countries Without Borders.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like Doctors Without Borders. I don't know. I've heard of them, but I don't really know what their strong suit is. Where they get their money? I just have to be funded by somebody.
Yeah,
or something.
And that would be a good question to try to follow the money to see where it's coming from. I think probably what you're seeing is maybe the question I always ask is why now? And I don't think it's by mistake that this is happening before the June primaries in a midterm year in this country, where a showdown at the border between Trump and these groups who are probably funding this effort would probably optically, they think, maybe not be that great for Republicans or for the president in 2018 for the elections. I don't know. I always look at the timing and follow the
money. Do you think
most
Americans want to let all just people come in no matter what?
That's what I think. I think this backfires. Yeah, absolutely right. I think the president who goes after, and if you look at these pictures, it's unbelievable that they're just being allowed to just walk all the way through it. Crazy. So maybe this will have maybe not the intended consequence.
All right. What else Tuesday does Tuesday bring to us?
Saudi Arabia. No. The Saudi crown prince happens to be in my neck of the woods. I live in Los Angeles. And get this, Jackie, I pulled this one just for you. Apparently he's not hurting for cash, because the Saudi crown prince booked the entire Four Seasons Hotel in Los Angeles for his stay. That's not a cheap task. And usually booking just one room might take up like your weekly income. Easy.
Yeah.
He and his entourage are taking over the entire hotel for the week. They're going to be meeting with Rupert Murdoch. They've got lots of other things in play. Apparently, he's got this interest in Hollywood. His name's Mohammed bin Salman, and his entourage are here to mark Salman's first trip to the city of Los Angeles. Now, many people at the hotel are not talking or commenting about this, but the rooms, the presidential suite alone, is $10,000 a night at the Four Seasons. Typically, rooms start at $625 a night, and there are 285 rooms. Yeah.
And where's his plane park? Must be over in the back lot at LAX.
Don't have any idea, but man, oh man.
First time he's ever been to L.A., huh?
Yeah.
It really is amazing. These people that come over from places like the Middle East, and they have a lot of money, they all want to go to Hollywood. They all want to go down Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood and Vine. They want to rock around. It really is. For those of you who've never been there, it's really kind of a raunchy neighborhood.
But it's exciting if you've never been.
Yeah, it's fun. But it's not, you don't see, it's not new by any stretch of the imagination. It's old. And some of the character of the old Hollywood is there, but some of it is just dirty with the drunken bums and the homeless people that are wandering around the side streets. So some people in for a rude awakening. The tours don't go down those side streets. You know what I mean? All right, what else you got, Jen?
So he's not only meeting with Rupert Murdoch, but he also is meeting with Bob Iger at Disney and Warner Brothers chairman, Kevin Tashura. He wants to, I think he's looking at
wants to produce some movies, probably.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought that I'd heard that there was going to be a Silicon Valley trip, too, while he's
there. Maybe that's where he's going next, if he's got any change left.
There's some tech stuff. Now, this is the same younger prince, right, who's kind of been revolutionizing things like women can drive.
Yeah,
and
definitely
women
more
can
liberal,
keep their children, have custody of their kids when they get divorced and things like that.
Yeah, right. All right, who's on top of Villanova? The NCAA tournament, Michigan loses, Villanova wins. Who's the
Villanova
big star
won.
Of
Finally
the game?
Finally today, speaking of stars real quick, do you want your third trending story?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
This one I think you'll like, too. Yeah. Astronomers have spotted the most distant star ever, Dougie. It's observed that it's 9 billion light years from Earth, according to a new study. And it's the first time they've ever seen this. It's an individual normal star, not a supernova, not a gamma ray burst, but a single stable star. And it's 9 billion light years away. That's according to an astronomer at University of California, Berkeley.
That means that whatever light they're tracking with whatever telescope, whatever utility they're using, the light they're seeing, this is the hardest concept to get, to understand. The light they're seeing was created 9 billion years ago. That's what that means. That light that you see, that they're tracking, is light that's 9. That's how do you even conceive of that? 9 billion years old. All right. So let's just, that's food for thought. Villanova wins over Michigan, so now what?
It's over.
Now it's over.
Oh, I thought there was one more game.
No, that was the final game.
That was it.
Oh. All right, so that's a joke.
Sister Jean is taking a break.
Yeah,
she's on a hiatus now at 98 years old, so that's kind of the only follow-up that's really happening.
Do we know who the big player was? Who's this guy? Dante DiVincenzo.
He played for Villanova, and apparently he's been on the, I guess he's not a starter. I was reading about him this morning and watching a game, like all of the highlights, and it was crazy. But I guess, he came off of the bench, and he just, like, scored a ton of shots. So he was the most valuable player.
So do these guys go to the pros right away? Are they in the draft, some of these big players for these college teams? They get drafted right up.
I'm sure they have the option to. Mm-hmm. Others choose to stay. If you're at a really good school where they can actually see you playing and you do really well, then some of those students choose to stay for all 4 years. Every time, we had a really good basketball player at University of Maryland, they would leave like 2 years in because the school wasn't actually that great and they had a better chance in the NBA.
Yeah.
But a kid like that, I think he's a sophomore, he'll probably stay all 4 years.
And the good school thing is a big part of it, too. Like, you really see kids at Duke, especially, which has a legendary basketball program, you see them graduating because they want the degree. So to just leave and then bank everything on an NBA career is not really that smart of a move.
All right. Speaking of smart, here's the story of a New York scientist digging into the archaeology of New York, trying to find out what was there 100 years ago, 300 years ago. So this scientist found traces of copper wire in the ground dating back about 100 years. And they came to the conclusion the ancestors had a telephone network in New York about 100 years ago. And so not to be outdone by the New Yorkers, a California archaeologist went down 20 feet. And shortly after, story in the LA Times read, California archaeologists report finding 200-year-old copper wire, and thus have concluded their ancestors had an advanced high-tech communications network 100 years earlier than the New Yorkers did. And now, The headline from the Lewiston, Maine newspaper reporting the following. After digging as deep as 30 feet in his pasture, Tut Tuttle, a self-taught archaeologist, reported that he found absolutely nothing. Tut has therefore concluded that 300 years ago, Maine had already gone wireless. I wanted you to know that was the story. 16 past. It was worth a wait, Jennifer, wasn't it?
That was pretty good. I liked it.
Excuse me. All right, 16 past the hour. Let's get our tea out. I was talking to Victoria earlier today. I have my tea right here. This is a very interesting preparation. The tea that comes from GetTheTea.com. I'm going to have a little sip here.
Props for not slurping, because I really can't stand that sound.
What? You mean like this?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah, nope. Saw that one coming.
Yeah, sorry, Derek.
The power of suggestion. Thank you, Victoria. So, here's the note. These folks at Get the Tea have really come up with something, and if you're not on it yet, we all are. Victoria and I were talking about how you brew it. You brew it, and then you let it steep for, 8 hours. And then you add a gallon of water to what you've created, and you got enough tea to last you for probably a couple of weeks. It doesn't spoil, but it really is good for you. All natural ingredients, a special formula that helps support you. If you got indigestion, acid reflux, bloating, gas, all those things. These teas really help you. And by the way, if you're trying to quit smoking, apparently the research shows that if you use Get the Tea products, you'll be able to quit smoking as well. Liver, kidneys, colon health, all enhanced by these teas. Visit their website at GetTheTea.com and view all of the ways that these teas can supplement your health and well-being. All right, you ready? I'm going to send you to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you free. Get ready for more energy. Have your body cleaned out. If you're going to drink tea, drink this stuff. I usually have to put something in my tea. Lemon, or maybe a little honey, because a lot of the teas, the green tea, doesn't have great taste. This really does, and it does so much more for you. You don't have to add anything to it. Go to GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'd be very happy that you got on the bandwagon here. Again, it's GetTheTea.com.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Face.
face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And change half the hour here on the DJV Experience with Victoria and Kara and Doug and Mandy Moore, who has decided to take a relaxing vacation between seasons of the program that she's on, This Is Us. Instead of actually really taking a relaxing vacation, she decided to climb the highest mountain in Africa, Mount Kilimanjaro. She went with a group of her friends, including her fiancé. For Mandy, the trip was a dream. She'd been thinking about doing this for 15 years. She said, quote, I have a dream. I've been dreaming of climbing this mountain since I was 18. And she posted on Instagram, quote, thanks to Eddie Bauer, my partner in this adventure, this past week saw a number one on my bucket list come to fruition. I've lived out one of the most rewarding and challenging experiences of my life with a few of my best friends. Takes at least a week to complete a hike to the top of Kilimanjaro. It's 19,341 feet. So that's about 3.5 miles up. Tallest freestanding mountain. For those of you who thought it was Mount Everest, it is not. The mountain itself has 5 different vegetation zones. So when you go to the top, you encounter temperatures that are all over the place. Very hot to very cold. And there are lush forests, and then there's like a desert in some parts of the mountain. She told Shape magazine she hoped to scale the mountain on her honeymoon, but apparently they haven't gotten that far yet.
I think her fiancé was probably like, really? That's what you want to do on our honeymoon?
All right, music news now at 25 past the hour. Sly Stone in the focus here. There's a documentary in the works that's been authorized by his family. This guy was a funker, man, from the first class of funkers. Very interesting character. The title and release date for the film have not been announced yet, though the reclusive Stone has already sat with filmmakers for an extensive interview. It's also going to feature this film, an array of archival footage and photographs, plus a soundtrack packed with songs from his catalog. His real name is Sylvester Stewart, known as Sly Stone. Got to start music as a child, performing in a gospel quartet like a lot of these other groups have. Same thing with so many of the staple singers. They're all people that were singing in family groups in these churches. And during the 60s, he was a disc jockey in the Bay Area. Had a couple of soul groups that he put together. But the family that he's Sly and the Family Stone, 1966, fabulous stuff. So the band's first album, A Whole New Thing, arrived in 67. And that same year, they scored their first major hit with Dance to the Music, which you got there. Crank it up, Kara, for a second. Title track off their second LP. Between 67 and 82, Sly and the Family had 10 albums, and then they dissolved. After that, Sly went on his own, struggled to find commercial success. He's had a real bad problem with all kinds of drugs. You can tell by looking at him that he really, even if he's dry, he looks like most of the members of the Rolling Stones. That's what he looks like.
They kind of always looked old.
Yeah, right. So, in 2011, he had a solo album, I'm Back, Family and Friends. Got the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2016. The fellow's putting this documentary film together is Derek Murray. He's directed and produced a couple of celebrity documentaries, including I Am Heath Ledger. He's worked on films about Chris Farley, Evel Knievel, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and he has put together the National Geographic docuseries Facing. So good people to put this together. I'm looking forward to it because this guy is quite the character. Sly in the Focus at 28 after the hour.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some of my favorite new product finds to help you spring into the new season. The Recon Sentinel cybersecurity device protects beyond traditional antivirus, malware, and firewall solutions. When plugged into your router, every device on your network will be protected as it actively updates and takes countermeasures to prevent hacking. It's available exclusively at Office Depot, Office Max, and OfficeDepot.com. Canon's EOS Rebel T7 DSLR provides better pictures than any smartphone can because it features a powerful CMOS sensor and over 24 megapixels. Photo sharing is also made easy with built-in Wi-Fi and NFC. It's the perfect camera for mobile device users to step up their photography. Bissell's ProHeat 2X Revolution Pet Pro Carpet Cleaner is the ultimate deep cleaning system for removing pet messes and food spills. Bissell's professional pet urine eliminator plus oxy formula combined with the power and maneuverability of the Revolution Pet Pro will remove the toughest stains and odors. American Standard Spectra Plus E-Touch Showerhead features the world's first interactive touch-controlled showerhead and separate remote control so you can choose from four spray patterns with a single touch. It's simple to install and will enhance shower accessibility for people of any height or age. Mohawk's Lawnmowers just debuted a zero-turn, three-wheeled, self-propelled push lawnmower that'll make maneuvering tight turns and yard obstacles a thing of the past. Combined with Briggs & Stratton's Just Check & Add and InStart electric start technologies will turn lawn mowing into a non-chore. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air everywhere with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, here to celebrate more that there is. There's lots to celebrate today. There's always good things to celebrate, including in looking at the economic news today. I get troubled because so much attention is paid to the ups and downs of the stock market and the correction and investing and whether you put your money in now or you take it out. It's kind of like you put your left shoe in.
I was going to say, it sounds like the hokey pokey.
Right, the hokey pokey. Well, there's a lot of hocus pocus, that's for sure, especially if you have the wrong advisors giving you information like sell this. This is not the time to sell anything. And it may not be the time to buy because there's a little bit, I think, there's more of a market correction going on. So whether it's the right time to buy or not, I guess it depends on your world view. And speaking of the world view, markets today are in some areas, like in Asia, they're done with their trading because they're way ahead of us in terms of the clock. And so there was some regaining going on, but there's tech concern, and the trade war has people worked up. And yeah, anything, shares get clobbered because the people who work on Wall Street are nuts. And they see a mouse run across the road, and they'll sell all their stock. It's that silly. It really is. So maybe the rush of the oil, the price of oil is going down again. That's good news for consumers. Not great if you're in the oil and gas business. But it lasts for a couple of days, and you go back again. London, Paris, Frankfurt, down just a bit today. But these things go up and down, and our news media makes such a big deal out of it. You know, they say, well, the market's going down because of the trade war and because Donald Trump doesn't like Jeff Bezos. Are you kidding me? You think that should make a difference? What the hell difference does it make what Donald Trump thinks of Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, but see, in this case, though, that did sink Amazon stock.
I know
stock
it did.
Quite
I'm not
a bit.
Saying it didn't, but what I'm saying the reason it did is because these people are nuts. What difference does it make whether Trump liked Bezos or not? Yeah, the Amazon stock went down because Trump doesn't like him. Huh? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, yeah. Look, we talked about Snapchat last week. Of course it makes sense.
Why
look at what Snapchat did. Well,
why does anybody care? The value of Amazon is in its product, not and its own
right.
PR, not what Donald Trump thinks about it.
I'm just saying, but
I'm not arguing with you that it hasn't affected it. I'm just saying what kind of thinking goes into people's mind that makes them think, oh, we better sell Amazon because Donald Trump doesn't like them. Huh?
Because this is the world that we live in right now where the consumer is dictating the markets. And everything, Snapchat went down, $1 billion or something?
Yeah.
Because Kylie Jenner tweeted she wasn't going to use it anymore, and then Rihanna attacked them. So this is the world that we live in now. Consumerism. Well, the consumer is the most powerful entity out there.
That's good and bad.
Right. And so for all the
people, who the consumer is. Why should two or three consumers dictate what the value is of a product get used by hundreds of millions of people?
Well, ultimately, it won't really affect anything Amazon, people aren't going to stop shopping with Amazon.
Exactly.
But
that's
still, but that is the world we live in now, and bad press and bad publicity and boycotts and things like that, it affects these companies and just sends them tumbling.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's great if you know how to ride it. And you know when it's like you've
got a crystal
ball.
I would think this is the time to buy some Amazon stock.
I think you know, another day or two, and it may. I think it may rock out a little bit by the end of the week. That's my. And I'm not an educated person when it comes to this, but I watch the market and been talking about it a lot on the radio for a long time, and I see the same thing all the time.
Mm.
It happens all the time, and in fact, I almost feel like it's, if you'll pardon the pun, trumped up. It's almost a way for these guys to take their profits and knock off. You know, they know when this stuff's going to go down the day before. So they take the profit, stuff goes down because so many people sell the stock, and then they buy back into it again and bring it back up again. It's a game. It really is.
Yep.
Unfortunately, a lot of people who have 401ks and other smaller, you know, we're not the big investors. We're not certainly Goldman Sachs. They can, and these other outfits like that, they can make or break a stock or a day on Wall Street. And in that way, many people go down with a ship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're patient, you don't need the dough. You just leave it there. Because since the Depression, even including what happened in the 2008 Depression, things are better. Look at where the thing is at 24,300 and something. It was last year. I remember even in 2008, wasn't it around 12,000, 14,000, something like that? And the averages have gone way, way up because people have solid confidence. Even if there are dumb things going on a day-to-day basis, there's solid. And I don't even understand this because we're $21 trillion in debt. If we're the strongest economy and we're in the hole for that kind of dough, what the hell is the rest of the world in? What kind of shape are other countries in that have borrowed money from us and we've borrowed? You know, it's just like a continuum that goes around and around and around. How many people are living on borrowed money? I used to live my life like that. I'd try to get rid of all the debt. But it's really something. And so along with that, we have tax time. Your money has to be in by the 15th. You don't have to have your tax return done, but you better get the money in, otherwise you get interest and penalties.
What do you mean the tax, money in? Oh, if you owe?
You got to make sure the money for last year that you owe for taxes is into the tax grabbers by the 15th of the month.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, I saw something here that I wanted to pass along that I thought was important for us to understand when it comes to tax and the money that is confiscated in some ways. I mean, I'm willing to pay taxes, except when it comes to things that are unequivocally unfair or when the money is wasted as it is. There are taxes that have been added in the last, 10 years or so, the carbon emission tax. You know how that works?
I do not.
All right. So here's the story.
Is that when you buy a new car or?
Well, no, it's connected to this is done country by country, and it's part of the Paris Accord. And, you know, we've been criticized because we yanked ourselves out of the Paris Accord because Trump doesn't like the equation. It isn't that he doesn't like what's going on. He doesn't like how much we pay versus what other countries are paying because it's not fair. And there's something to that. But think about it in this perspective. As I just I read something in National Geographic yesterday that I want to, if I can explain it fairly quickly and simply so you understand the carbon thing, and the reason that the carbon tax was installed was because supposedly we were killing our natural resources, that oil and gas using fossil fuels is killing the atmosphere. So I want you to know about the research that was done in Canada earlier this year, where they have 900, just think about the numbers for a second, I don't want to give you a headache, but think about this, 990 million acres of forests, 370 million acres of wetlands, and 167 million acres of cropland in Canada. And the people who don't like fossil fuel say that using it and growing all of this stuff is destructive. In fact, if you understand the photosynthetic process, they absorb carbon. The carbon that is absorbed by the green vegetation and wetlands, the stuff that's growing on the farm, the forests, all that stuff sucks up carbon. And as a matter of fact, each tree absorbs about 2.5 tons of carbon per acre. All right? Trees absorb 2.5 tons of carbon per acre. So if you do the math, 900 million acres times 2.5 tons per acre is about 2.5 billion tons of carbon being absorbed every year. If you do more math, 36 trillion tons times the amount of, I'm going through millions, the math here is nuts, but it talks about how much is produced in the world, carbon, and how much is absorbed in the world. But in the forests alone, using Canada as an example, it absorbs 4 times the carbon that is emitted by the burning of fossil fuel in Canada. This means that the other 3/4 of the forests are being sustained by carbon because they have to have carbon in order to survive. And they're sucking up carbon from, you know, the earth. The wind goes around from a west and east direction, and with it carries all this crap. Where do you think it goes? People say it goes up the atmosphere. No, it doesn't. All that crap from China that blows over the Pacific and comes into California and into our country and up into British Columbia, that's all absorbed by the forest. So by the time that wind gets to the Rockies, it's pretty much all gone. It's absorbed by all of the green foliage. So the carbon taxes that are put out there are really specious. That's my point here. And the point of the article is that the government is trying to tell us that we need to punish industry for creating carbon. And in fact, the trees can't live without the carbon. There are 2 points to this. Trees can't live without the carbon, and all the carbon that's being produced elsewhere, much more than it is here, is being absorbed by our trees and wetlands and green that is west of the Rockies, whether it's in Canada or in the United States. So, is that okay? Was that too much in the weeds, or did you understand?
I'm a little bit lost, but mostly I think I'm with you.
Okay. Well, I hesitate sometimes to do that stuff because it takes more than a few minutes to explain it. It's not as simple as the situation economically in Oklahoma and Kentucky, where you've probably, if you're involved in education at all, your children, this would get your attention no matter what state you're in. But if you're in Oklahoma or Kentucky, you know this week that there are marches, and the walkouts are not the first. In Kentucky and Oklahoma, they're upset because the state legislative process is not allowing the money to come through to pay what the teachers put. And there was another, was it West Virginia last week or the week before?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was West Virginia.
Same thing happened there. So there's a protest movement that's building among the teachers. So there are two teacher unions in our country, and they are now beginning to stir the pot because, and justifiably so in most circumstances, these people that do this for a living are not making the kind of money that in equivalency other people are making with different pursuits. Now, you can say you make a choice like playing football. All right, when you sign the contract, you know what you're going to get paid, and you know you're going to get beat up. So if something happens to your brain, you've acknowledged that by signing the contract, get $10 million a year, blah, blah. You want to be a teacher? Sign the contract. You know what you're getting paid. If you don't want to be a teacher and make that kind of dough, then do something else. That's what some people say. I don't really know what the right way is to look at this, frankly. It's such a disparity. The people in New York and L.A. make $100,000 a year as teachers when they get to the top of the scale. And when you're in these places, Oklahoma, Kentucky, West Virginia, $35,000, $40,000, $45,000 a year. I don't know what the value judgment is there.
It just seems like we don't put in, well, I don't know. I think the whole debate is, why aren't we making it a priority for the people responsible for teaching our children? That just seems to me like for teachers to have to walk out and have rallies and boycott, you know, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. That I feel like if this was doctors, we would be up in arms about
it.
Well, we are,
because the doctors are getting the same thing in the neck because of Obamacare. Doctors have been fleeing. The younger doctors that were originally going in either changed their specialty to get into something like plastic surgery where there's dough and there's concierge medicine. People like Ken Kronhaus, who have established a clinic for 30 years, they have clientele and so they can kind of keep up with it. Do you know that Ken's payments on the equipment that he has in his office, we're talking about $20,000 a month just to pay the leases on the big equipment, the CAT scan and all that other stuff that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of money. It's like buying a pretty damn expensive house. $20,000 a month. Before you open the door, you got to write a check to the leasing company for $20,000 to pay for the equipment that he uses to evaluate what's going on in your body. That's, you know, and that's why these clinics are going away, because they don't have the kind of support. Ken's built up he's got a good basis of patients, but you couldn't start a business like that today. You couldn't. It's not possible.
Well, those urgent care things pop up it seems like they're opening constantly.
But they are, but they don't have any equipment.
They
send you to the hospital.
No, all the urgent
cares.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I don't know about a CAT scan. That's a radiology thing. That's different.
Right.
But X-rays and things like that.
Yeah, you can get that done there.
I'm talking
about serious equipment. It costs, like, that stuff's $1.5 million. All right, it's 10 before the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now 53 after the hour, as we get into movie moments, Chuck Curry is here with Victoria Cara and me to go through some movie news. We have Rocky's theme in the background, so there must be some movie news tied to that, Chucker. What's the scoop?
Filming just started the other day on the sequel to Creed. Sylvester Stallone returns as Rocky Balboa for the eighth time, spanning a 40-year career, playing that role of Rocky since it first started.
Rocky Balboa, right?
Exactly. Which is a pretty impressive feat if you think about it.
It is.
Same actor playing the same character over a 40-year span, playing it well in quality movies. That's
Has that happened with anybody? Can you think of anybody else? I was thinking of James Bond, but that wasn't 40
same
years.
Actor, though. Not with the same actor.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I can't think of anybody who's done anything like that.
Would it be, when it gets to Indiana Jones, how long has Harrison Ford played that character?
That's a good question. First one was 1981.
Yeah, so
he's done it.
Pretty close. But you're right, Rocky and Stallone have got him beat. All right, today is National Film Score Day. So
really?
We are here to pay tribute to many of the film scores and the talented composers who create them. When you think about Star Wars and Jaws, Lord of the Rings, the Harry Potter films, what would the movies be like if you thought about it without their musical scores? And think about that.
I think they're every bit as important in a lot of ways as the director or the writer of a movie.
Yeah, as they set the tone for it. And so why, one would ask, is it April 3rd? Well, because on this date, 1942, the film The Jungle Book was released with an orchestral score by composer Miklos Roza. The Jungle Book soundtrack became the first commercial recording of a non-musical U.S. film's orchestral score to ever be released. It was a big success. So in honor of that, celebrating National Film Score Day on April 3rd every day, the day the Jungle Book premiered, which is another one of those stories. What a great movie that's been cast aside because it's politically incorrect. You couldn't get
they
away.
They made it.
Jungle Book. You know what I'm thinking of? No, I'm not thinking of Jungle Book. I'm thinking of Brer Bear. What's the that other movie? It's not Jungle Book.
I don't know.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Yeah, there's another. Chuck, you're not helping
isn't
me.
Isn't it something of the South? Which was
yeah.
called?
Yeah, Song of the South. Thank you.
Song of the South.
I've never even heard of that.
Really? Well, look it up and listen to the music. Some of the music's fabulous from it, but it's so politically incorrect that it's you can't get away with it these days, which is kind of too bad because it's great entertainment. 56 past the hour. More from Chuck Curry right after this.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irvy's. By now you've heard about our patented frozen yogurt vending robots that serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with 6 amazing toppings in less than 60 seconds.
To date, we've sold over 200 franchises, 1,000 robots, and we're officially labeled as one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018.
With no employees, no rent, no brick and mortar shops, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction. Revenue for you. Smiles for them.
We secure our franchisees' high foot traffic locations like cinemas, hotels, tourist attractions, colleges, and malls. From installation to instant sensation, we provide you all the tools for Froyo success.
No experience is necessary, and full and part-time franchise opportunities are available.
To find out if your territory is still available, go to FroyoFranchising.com to learn more, and be sure to enter promo code 1515. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1515.
Hi, Chuck. What powerful, important movie news have you got for us today?
Yeah, one bit of TV news. Sci-Fi Network announced that they're going to do a 6th and final installment in the Sharknado franchise. I know you're a huge fan. The question is why, and I can only think of one reason. Ian Ziering and Tara Reid got to eat. What else could it be?
Well, if they get ratings out of it, maybe they won't send it away. This is the 6th in that installment, I think.
It's going to be a time travel storyline, Doug.
Really?
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I read
but
that
sharks
too, yeah.
come out of the future or out of the past?
No. Apparently, Ian Ziering goes back in the past to undo the damage that the Sharknados have done.
Okay.
I'll be watching it.
Can you help us understand how that could be?
I have no idea.
Wow.
The genius
one more
minds.
One more thing. Tracking on Solo, A Star Wars Story. Expected to do $150 million plus in business when it opens Memorial Day weekend. Ron Howard made a statement yesterday saying the film is finished, the score is ready, and the film will make its release date, despite the fact it had a lot of trouble in pre-production with the other two directors being fired and Ron Howard taking
over. So they're not still working on it? It's all done and in the can?
All done.
Really?
In the can.
Huh. So they're ready. You know, a lot of these movies, a lot of people don't know. Sometimes these movies, with their release date, they don't get finished until a
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.